All right, Jim Taylor, easy like Sunday morning. I'm out at the Apollo Diamond, and we're at the batting cage and Mercer County baseball program showing some new technology off. I'm not smart enough to describe it. We have Mercer County baseball coach Jacob Harrison here. So tell us a little bit about what this new technology means for the program.
Yeah, so what we did was we got a Rapsodo hitting machine. Thankful for the boosters for getting that for us. It was a big investment on their part, but we're really excited to use it. So what this is it's a camera and a computer system that we set out in front of the plate, and it tracks every batted ball we have in the cage. So a kid steps up, we have an iPad outside of the cage, we click on their name, they have a profile, and every time they swing, it registers their exit velocity, their launch angle, the spin off the ball, where it would have went, and what an expected outcome was. And then what it does is it then sends it to their profile online, and then we as coaches can generate reports and run analysis on it in order to really see where flaws are in hitter swings. So it's truly incredible, and it's really nice because for a long time, I was listening to a college coach talk about this, and he said football had it figured out a long time ago, where when you walk into the weight room, you see on the board what all the records are, and you know what weights you want to hit when you walk in as a freshman. And I think that this is something we can do as a baseball program that's similar, where they're going to walk in eventually once we have enough data, and they're going to walk in and they're going to say, wow, the exit velo leader on the team is 95 miles an hour. I want to get there. And how do I get there? And also just tracking your progress. There's nothing better than actually knowing that you're getting better. So today we're doing baseline testing, and a guy may be hitting 70 miles an hour off the bat, but if he works hard and he sees that constant improvement, it's a motivator.
So you do the baseline testing to begin with, and that's why we're out here, I think, what is today, August 25th. So you utilize that data or that information then going forward with some of the off-season workouts into the regular season. I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Yep. So what we're going to do is today's baseline testing. There's no coaching or anything going on. We're just gathering data. And what's going to happen is, as a coaching staff, we're going to take a look at it and see where hitters' strengths and where their weaknesses are. And then we'll get together and we'll lay out an off-season plan for them. It's on them if they want to do it or not, but they'll work at it. They'll be lifting, hitting, different programs targeted towards their weaknesses, and then they'll be able to track it, and we'll retest. So today's baseline, then every so often we're going to retest, and they're going to be able to see their progress. And so really it's on the athlete to really utilize this tool, but it's really cool that they can actually see their improvement when they work hard.
Yeah, and some people will say, Taylor, Harrison, C-ball, hit ball. So you need to explain to our listening audience, why is technology so important like this in the game and even for the high school program like you?
Yeah, I think that a lot of times these things get bad names. You know, like I know that launch angle has kind of been a dirty word in baseball, and I don't really understand it, because the goal is to hit the ball on a line and in the air. You know, like you want to split gaps. It's not about trying to dip and hit the ball as hard as you can. It's about finding how you consistently produce results that are optimal for your team. So when we can look at a guy's swing and we actually have the data on it to show that you hit the ball really hard, but when you, like with this thing, we'll be able to see that when they swing at a pitch that's low in the zone, they're hitting it right into the ground. And we can work on that, and we can target it. And the idea of this isn't for everyone to just sell out to hit homers all the time. It's so that we're consistently producing hard contact that's on a line in the air. And that's really what exit velocity and launch angle, and that's why we're using this data to drive at.
And I think it's another thing I need to mention. This isn't just for the baseball program. I saw the social media post by the softball program and Coach Weeks. They're utilizing this too, so this just isn't for the baseball program.
Right. The same unit works for both teams, so we went in with a request to the boosters jointly in order to get it. So we share a facility in Joy, and it's really going to help us maximize when we are practicing. We have a good we work well together, mm-hmm. baseball and softball teams. So there won't be any issues with that, and we'll just share it and gather the data together.
So, again, what say the name of the technology again.
It's a Rapsodo.
Okay, easy to say, Rapsodo. And then do you have an idea what the investment, I'm just asking for our people so they understand what the Booster Club means in the area too. What type of investment are we talking about?
The Booster Club is amazing. This was a $4,000 machine.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. What's hard to believe is that this is the most reasonably priced model with comparative success, you know, because you can get a lot of things that are cheaper, but they're not good. And this machine is incredible. And they really put an investment into us to be able to do this. We are very appreciative, and the kids are well aware. Last year they got us the driveline hitting bats, and they loved it. And we would test exit velocities with a radar gun, and those were everyone's favorite practices when we'd actually do that, because it's kind of a competition, you know, so you can hit it as hard as I can, and it's just kind of fun, you know. And there is a benefit to it, but it's also fun to do a practice. Yeah. Nice competitive environment. And so then we talked to the softball coaches, and we really wanted to get this machine so we could really track everything and be more data driven, and the boosters stepped up big time when we were to let that happen.
Right. And as I wrap up, so August 25th, what, like a month and 5 days left, give me a thumbnail sketch of the National League Central Division pennant race.
All right, well, I'm going to be biased as a Cubs fan here.
All right.
But I really think that they probably have the best roster, but I don't even know how to explain what's going on with them on the road. The Cardinals have been playing well lately. For the last 2 years, I haven't really believed in the Brewers pitching, but they've still done it, so they're doing something right. Probably something with their advanced scouting team were there. I don't know. But I still think the Cubs are going to do it. I think talent wins at the end of the day, but I don't know. They got to play better on the road. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, and the Cubs and Cardinals play, they have 7 games left, or how many head-to-head do they? The last 2 weekends they play, don't they?
They play the last 2 weekends of the season. They have 7 left, and I think they might have 7 left with the Brewers as well.
All right, going to be a fun final month of the season.
Fun and stressful.
All right, Jacob Harrison, the Mercer County baseball coach, with us on WTRMJ.